opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Out here for Commanders minicamp, final day wrapping up today. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joining us now from the Washington Post is Nikki Jabvala. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki, J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A, Nikki Jabvala. Nikki, what's going on?
Not much. You said my name perfectly. That was amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. I try my best. I think it's usually something that a guest deserves. As someone that gets my last name pronounced wrong just about 90% of the time.
I got to ask this question to him. Well, how do you spell your last name?
Me? Hmm? A-L-T-I-Z-E-R.
That's how I thought it was spelled. I'm going to show you how JP spelled your name.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that JP doesn't know what he's doing with that.
Nikki, what do you think happened to Noah Brown yesterday?
Oh man, I hate speculating on injuries. It's hard to say because I couldn't get a view. I mean, it appeared that there was a collision. I don't know that there was anything nefarious. Some people said he was a cheap shot. I didn't see any of that. I just saw him go down after, you know, making a short catch over the middle, and he sort of limped off the field and then was hunched over on the sideline for a good bit. And then got in the cart and was wheeled off. And then as he was getting wheeled off, they, like, went over the bump right before going into the facility. And he screamed in pain. And I honestly don't know. Like, I was talking to John Kahn about this. It's like, if there's no collision, maybe you think it could be, like, concussion, which would create a whole host of problems for the team if a collision caused that, because it's supposed to be no contact. You know, did he get take a cheap shot to, like, the stomach? Did he lose his wind? And, like, I don't know, to be honest. I'm hoping we get more information today.
Another person that I've seen talked about plenty at minicamp is Marshon Lattimore. I saw that you guys had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. What'd you take away from what he had to say yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I thought his press conference was actually really great. He's very open about, like, what it was like dealing with the hamstring injury last year, how it made the adjustment to the new team hard, how he felt like he was pressing at times just to show what he could do to prove himself for a new team. So I thought he was open about everything. I thought it was good. He does seem healthier now, and hopefully he can get back to, you know, the way he was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think for him, confidence plays a major part in the way that he plays. And when you're not healthy, you can't play, and lack confidence. And I think that you could see that in his game last year.
And he said that. I mean, you could see it definitely, like, on the field. You could see his frustration, obviously, build up with the PIs and everything. But he said even when he watched the tape, like, he looked timid just in, like, the steps he was taking. And, you know, that, again, I mean, Steven, she would know more, but, like, that to me would – show a lack of confidence, not really trusting your leg.
Totally.
So, yeah.
But who has caught your attention out there, Nikki, of all the newer people that are on the team? And who's a person that's been around for a few years that might need to step it up?
I always throw out this caveat that it's 7-on-7. Like, they don't even do full 11-on-11 like a lot of teams during minicamp. It's 7-on-7. So you can only glean so much. And it's no contact. There's supposed to be no contact. I do like Jalen Lane. I think his speed is very – I think it's intriguing, but you got to be able to use that in a game when, you know, people are flying toward you. I think he's interesting. I think there are two Ja'Coris on the team. One's a receiver, one's a running back. I think they're both intriguing. The running back, obviously, being the seventh-round pick. I think both have the skill set to sort of be that disruptor in the room. And then for the receiving sport, I mean, there's a clear opening now. I mean, Michael Gallup's dealing with a hamstring strain, so I would imagine he'll be okay for training camp. But he hasn't been out here for minicamp and missed, I think, the last day of OTAs.
And now we'll see what's going on with Noah Brown, if anything. But they need, you know, basically a number three, number two, a true number two. Debo's not a true number two in my mind. He's more of a, I mean, he's an exceptional player, but more of a sort of hybrid guy. They need somebody to really step up there. So literally anybody in that room needs to step up.
Talking with Nikki Giovala here on B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. So DQ mentioned two second-year guys the other day in his press conference, talking about Ben Sinnott and Jordan McGee. What have you seen out of those guys, and what kind of role do you think they can play this year?
Yeah, Jordan McGee has a chance to take a huge leap, in part because he played so few defensive snaps last season, dealing with injuries and whatnot. And he's getting a lot of reps in minicamp, mostly because, you know, Bobby Wagner, he doesn't need these minicamp reps.
Mm-hmm.
He got an excused absence for day one of minicamp, and, you know, it gives Jordan more time. And he does look more confident out there. I mean, I know AP have also, they've raved about him. They really expect him to take a major leap this year. And Ben Sinnott looks bigger, like thicker. He had that one really nice catch. It was off a beautiful ball from Marcus Mariota, but he does look good. And then I think Quinn has mentioned this a lot, you know, just for the second-year players, there's that confidence, there's that comfort of coming in after knowing the system. You don't feel like you're swimming, you know. You're not trying to learn the new system, like adjust to a new life, a new team, you know, the speed of the pro game. So you do see them at ease a little bit more, and I think it reflects in their game.
When you look at the offensive side of the ball, keeping Cliff Kingsbury and most of that offensive staff intact, how much do you think that helps this team, like you talked about, not feel like you're starting a little bit further down in terms of not starting right on page one, but it feels like for a lot of the guys that are returning, you're maybe a little bit deeper into the offense and you can get some of these newer guys accustomed to things. How much do you think that helps, taking a step and where we saw this offense get to in January versus where we saw it earlier in the year? Like week one in Tampa versus the wild card game was totally different.
Yeah, no, totally. It's huge. I mean, how many young quarterbacks have we seen sort of their careers get off to a slow start if they're not derailed completely because of all the turnover with their play caller or with their quarterback's coach? It happens all the time. I mean, to me, this is a luxury for these guys to have not only their coordinator and their head coach still intact for a second season, but to have their full offensive staff. It's huge. So they can go deeper into the playbook. I mean, Quinn has said it. They didn't use the full playbook last year. So it allows them to do much more, and they'll need that now that there's film on Jaden and everybody else. It's huge.
How important was it, you think, to get all these offensive linemen here and they're having Tunsil in? I think, you know, people, when they start thinking about building around a quarterback, you immediately think receivers and things like that. Hell, if you don't have protection, can't do anything.
Right. No, I think that front five is the second most important positional group, obviously, on the field behind quarterback. I think it's big to have them in here. It's only for a brief time, but just to start to build that rapport is huge, because that's a one position where you have to play as one. Five guys have to play as one, and it's usually more than five guys because you have to sub in and have it be seamless. So I think it's of the utmost importance. And you can see them starting to build that. I feel like that group last year, they gelled pretty quickly. It's a group that got along pretty well. And, I mean, I don't think that's atypical in the NFL, but, you know, I do think it's important, especially when they're going to have a few new pieces there, you know, both tackles and then with Coleman moving to left guard. So, yeah, they need a chance to really get going.
How has Debo looked? I've seen some videos making the rounds on social media, and people are having some say about the way that Debo looked out on the field. What has been your observation of Debo?
He looks good. I even took a picture of him and sent it to one of the 49ers writers. Just like, does he look fit and trim to you? Is this like? And they're like, oh yeah, he looks way better. So. So yeah, I got confirmation that he is in good shape, and he shows it out there. Like, he's fast, like, and he's powerful. That first step, oh my goodness, and he can cut. Like, it's disgusting. Honestly, I'm glad I don't have to defend that.
I think when you look at him, you think receiver, but yeah, he's built like a running back.
He's built like a running back.
And
absolutely.
I think that throws people off.
I mean, he looks like a tank.
Yeah, that's the difference, because he doesn't look like what a receiver typically looks like.
No. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I do think it throws a lot of people off, because the video that's been making the rounds comes from Scott Abraham of ABC7, and it was just a bunch of people were quote-tweeting and saying, man, he looks out of shape. And that's interesting, Nikki, that you said that you sent a picture and the 49ers people are like, oh, he looks great.
No.
He's always been bigger than a typical receiver.
He's always been bigger than your, like, I mean, he's not like a willowy, you know, lanky receiver. He's a powerful dude. But yeah. he looks in shape to me.
Big time. Defensive side of the football, talking with Nikki Jobvalla here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. Defensive line. I think it's a big year for Johnny Newton to see him take a step forward. What have you seen out of him? Obviously, like you said, no real contact. But what does he look like, and what kind of expectations does this team have for him in year two?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, it's hard to glean much from that position. They have him doing a lot of individual drills, but he does look good. I think, again, going back to what I was saying about the second-year players, I think there is sort of that comfort and that confidence that comes with knowing, you know, the scheme and where you're supposed to be and everything like that. So I think he has a chance to make a leap. I'm curious to see how they make all the new pieces, not make them all work, but how they fit them all in up front. I mean, they added not just size, but a ton of new faces and a lot on the inside. So how does he sort of fit into that mix? We'll see. But I think just having a full healthy off season could be huge for him. I mean, he was dealing with 2 foot surgeries at this time last year.
Do you think they did enough on the defensive line? Like, do you think we're going to see an improved unit?
We're going to find out.
Well, and that's what I think is interesting is, like, it's all speculation, obviously, at this point. But, you know, people were going into the offseason thinking that's a big area of need, getting pass rush, obviously stopping the run. And their big money acquisition was Javon Kinlaw, which I don't think was entirely popular with the fan base. What do you think about their moves on the defensive line?
I mean, I don't hate them. I was a little surprised that, you know, the length and the money they gave Kinlaw. But I like the moves. And, like, you know, I know there's still that question of will they add a pass rusher? Do they need a pass rusher? But I think they really built up the interior, and I think you can generate a really strong pass rush from the interior. And, like, the thing I always come back to is, like, they had 4 first-round picks on the line. It did not work out at all. They were only good when there was 3 of them in there. And it was, like, intermittent success at best.
Mm-hmm.
So to have, you know, a star, maybe 2 stars on the interior, and then I guess more of I don't want to say role players, but veteran guys that know their responsibilities and know how they should play to, you know, benefit the entire line, I think that could be huge. I think they can have a strong line, but until we see it at work, I don't think we'll really have a good sense. I think the joint practices are going to be huge in my mind. They always are.
I think people look at, like, with the Kinlaw thing, they just look at the price. And as JP has broken it down many a times, he's a third-tier price range guy for that position.
Sure.
And people look at it, and they can't forget how much they make compared to what that guy makes. And they, he got too much money. But I don't think they bring him here if they didn't think that they could do something with him, because he was already with coaches on the coaching staff in other places.
Right. I mean, he knows Daryl Tapp, you know, probably better than anybody. AP knows him better than anybody. He drafted him. So, yeah.
When you look at the defense, it feels like Lattimore, if he can get back to playing at the level that we once saw him play at, it sounds like he's feeling much healthier. How good do you think this defense can be?
I mean, to me, they're the X factor. I mean, I thought they started to make progress last season. They got off to a slow start, but once they started, you know, getting some turnovers, they were a little bit better. But there's so many new faces. You don't quite know how that secondary is going to shake out. You don't know how the defensive line shakes out. The only thing that's a constant are Luvu and Wagner. And they're 2 very good constants to have. I mean, especially for where this team was in recent years with their linebackers. But we really don't have a clue of how this defense will look, especially because they're going to tweak things. I mean, every team tweaks things to fit their personnel, and at least the ones with competent coaches. But to have, you know, a bigger front, they're going to change some things here and there. So, yeah, I think they're a mystery, which they could play to their benefit, too. But, yeah, I think we won't know really much about how they look on that side of the ball until at least joint practices. Maybe not until preseason, although it's limited reps then. And yeah.
As I look back last year, I think the way that the offense plays and played last year helps the defense, because they ate up a lot of clock, and that put the defense in position to be healthy. I mean, be rested when they went on the football field. And I believe the same thing could help them this year. But if you are – got a bigger bunch, they're not going to just get pushed around. And if that bigger bunch can do the things that the coaches expect them to do, now you have something that makes a defense, an offense become more one-dimensional, which I think a defense plays better against.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely. Totally.
Last one for me, Nikki. When you look at the corner room, what do you think the coaching staff, doesn't necessarily have to be week 1, but say we're getting down to playoff time, what do you think their ideal setup is? Like Lattimore on the outside, where does Sandra still line up? Is it Amos on the outside on the other side, or is it Jonathan Jones? How does that all work out?
Hey, it's Lattimore, Amos on the outside, Sandra still on the inside.
Okay. And when do you think – what do you think a timeline would be for Amos? Like, obviously a second-round rookie. You think week 1? Wow.
He's good.
I mean, I think he's good. He's good. And, like, I mean, he probably should have been a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Honestly. Guy from Louisiana, Nikki. He's good.
Yeah. I mean,
Starting off at Southwest Louisiana now.
I think he's at least one starter.
I love that. I love that. Nikki, appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's the great Nikki Jobvalla. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki Jobvalla. She does a great job for the Washington Post. I want to continue talking about the Commanders next. Who is the Commanders' most important player this season, obviously other than five? Outside of Jaden Daniels, who's the Commanders' most important player? We'll talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.